we were looking around for work to do, places to give money in the area of early elementary school education to disadvantaged children. And the reason for that is that we both have an opinion that education is important to allow people to succeed in life, and that the early years are very important in terms of sparking the curiosity, sparking the interest in learning, that if you can do that, the kid will take it from there, you know.
So I spoke with lots of different people saying, you know, do you know of any organization? Do you have any ideas, et cetera? And my mother, who is a math professor at Montclair State University in New Jersey and has been working a lot in the Newark public elementary schools, said that one of the things that really was needed is just materials in these city classrooms, that the budgets are so tight that even when the teachers have good ideas, they have a very hard time finding ways to put them into action for just very small reasons. And we thought it was a very good idea.
Lori and Randy narrowed their sights on schools in the nearby city of Boston. Without any organization getting in the middle, they simply mailed to all 73 Boston public schools a small poster inviting faculty to apply for mini-grants of $1 to $500. For the worthiest requests, they set aside nearly 10% of their after-tax income.
What we decided was we would give about $5,000. That gives us a little bit of extra room for other giving this year, but not a lot, that this would be the major thing we would do this year. It was enormously fun. Every day when the mail arrived, I'd go and see whether we had an application, and I'd read it quickly. And the first one that we got was absolutely heart-wrenching. It was a teacher who had taken a summer in-service course about a math curriculum that she was really excited about, and it was a different way of teaching math that she thought was really good. And she'd gone to Polaroid Corporation, and she'd gotten a grant to get an overhead projector to use with this math curriculum. But she taught in a basement classroom that had pipes all over the walls. So there was no open space that she could project the overheads onto the wall. So she couldn't use a large part of this curriculum that she really was excited about. And would we spend $200 to get her a screen to put the overhead projections on? And I just looked at that as our first response and said, I'm glad we're doing this. That is definitely, we're doing that one. And it was very interesting to read all these different little stories, little glimpses into people's lives, into what they were doing and thinking about and what was going on in the schools in a much more concrete sort of way than I'd never, ever had any contact with before.
So where are you going?
Thank you.